WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight of 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Rain and thunderstorms this morning giving away for cloudy skies this afternoon. 64 for the high. Right now, 62 in the NRV, 52 in Lynchburg, 59 in Roanoke. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone that was working out at Planet Fitness right there at the Tower Center this morning I drove by at 5.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations to you because I bought 24 donuts.
And I thought of you when I did it.
Yeah, so I picked up donuts for the office today, and I'm driving by with my two boxes of big donuts in my car, and I see all these people working out there at Planet Fitness. I'm like, kudos to these people that can get up that early and get their day started and put fitness first. Mm-hmm. At one point in my life, I did that, but I haven't felt like doing that in a while. It's all a mind thing too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I enjoy the early morning workouts. They move my class back a little bit, so I was like, well, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, speaking of working out, what is it with the runners that like to run in the dark without any lights? I'm looking at Antoine because he's a runner.
But I don't run in the dark.
You don't? Yeah.
Okay. Unsafe children.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's a rainy day. I'm like, can you take a break? Can it be like a no running law, like when it's raining and it's dark? You know,
if I ran with the light on me, I'm gonna be honest, I'd feel like a dork. I would feel like a dork. I know there are people listening right now.
Yeah,
you're out there running in the rain with your cave light on and everything on your head. I get it. You're being safe. There's just no way I could do it. Like, there's no way I could put a helmet on if I was riding a bicycle.
Oh,
I'd rather get hurt than look dorky.
Well, you said screw safety.
I want to throw this out here. I know if you're actually listening to our show right now while you're running on the K92 app, when you're done running, call or text into the show 52353 or 540-774-9236. We want to know, why are you out running in the rain?
Why?
Like, what motive? I get you have to stick to your fitness routine, but it is pouring down rain outside.
Yes, because there was a woman running this morning in the dark, wearing black, no light. And I'm like, it's raining. And I'm like, are you running from something? So I even stopped to look around to see if she needed help.
Just to make sure she was safe.
Yeah, yeah. But no, she was running just because. I'm like, maybe it's stress.
And there wasn't a coyote chasing
her.
No. Okay.
And you know what? You know what? I need to apologize. I'm being rude. You are not a dork. You do not look dorky. I'm in a bad mood because I went to Kroger last night after basketball. I went to Kroger and I didn't save as much with my Kroger points as I thought I was going. Have you ever went up to like the self-checkout?
Yeah.
And you scan your groceries and then you put your Kroger points in there and you're expecting a huge drop and it's a very minimal drop?
Yep.
That was me last night. And I just looked around. I'm like, no, I know I should have saved more.
You should have had more points.
And it put me in a bad mood because in my head, I spent more money than I should have.
Well, you haven't, so that means that you need to get double the cards and give me the card, and then it's a race to the store to see who gets the points.
That seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
Seems like I'm going to lose more money.
I'm going to say welcome to 2024. It's inflation and it's affecting our Kroger points too.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
So yeah, there is a scientific reason on why your parents will never love your music. You will never love your kids' music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to continue and continue and continue again. And that reason is called neuronostalgia.
Oh.
Neuronostalgia, because researchers are finding that music we listen to as teenagers binds to our brains differently than anything you hear after you're a teenager.
Yeah.
So any of the music you listen to once you're an adult, it will never connect to you. It will never connect to your brain the way that the music did when you were 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, for sure.
So therefore, when your mother said that your music that you like sucks, it's because she can't connect to it.
She can't. She's doing a twist.
Do the twist.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Monica, because I don't know how you and Ava, your music tastes go. I know that Ava likes some of your music, but I think it's because you forced it onto her like you kidnapped her. But regardless, she does enjoy your music.
She does. It's like a blend because like New Edition, like she's a huge fan. Like she likes the old school music.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, like some old Mariah Carey. She's all right with that. But I think it's a blend.
Now, how do you feel about her music? Because that's the story right here. The story is, while she might like your music, you won't like her music the same way.
I'm all right with DaBaby, you know, or something like that. You know, something with a beat. I'm okay.
Something with a beat.
I'm like, all right.
What about you, Chris? When you're listening to like your niece and nephews or little cousins' music these days,
how you feel
able
about
to connect with it, or is it just not hitting the same?
It definitely doesn't hit the same. I found out recently that my nephew, who's really into music, which I love because as a kid I was into music, so we're connecting on that level. He's into K-pop. There's a K-pop group called Twice that he loves.
Okay.
He likes an artist named Madison Beer.
Yeah,
she's been around a while, but she hasn't had like any big radio hits. He loves Ariana Grande. He likes Taylor Swift. And then on the opposite spectrum, he likes Metro Boomin, Polo G.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, the music that he likes. And I like some of it. Yeah.
Growing up, we all had favorite artists when we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, Chris, who is that one artist that you grew up loving that you really, really want either your niece, nephew, or your kids to also love? Like, if you could force them to like someone from your teenage years, who would that be? Because for me, it's MC Hammer. I would love for kids to go around doing the hammer dance.
The hammer with the
you
pants.
You can't touch this. Too legit. I would love that.
Okay, well, mine, I loved Aaliyah. I had her posters. I love some Aaliyah.
Rest
I had my
peace.
Hair, you know, going over one eye like Aaliyah. I did that style for a while with baggy pants, baggy sweats. I did the whole thing, you know, had a little tank top on.
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
The princess of R&B, they used to call her that.
Yeah, so for me, my niece and nephews, they do like Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Like NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye, I Want It That Way. But I tried to introduce them to Ace of Base. They're like, what is this garbage? Like, I saw the sign. Come on.
I like that.
I'm like, this was a jam back in the day.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, let's leave it back in the day.
It is a rainy morning today on K92. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 622.
Yeah, and there's no good time for a traffic jam, a traffic accident, especially this early in the morning when it's raining outside. But we want to give you a heads up that in Rockbridge, around mile marker 197, you can expect delays due to a tractor-trailer crash. The south left shoulder and left lane are completely closed, so you're looking at mile marker on I-81 around 197 in Rockbridge. There's a tractor-trailer crash. The whole left shoulder going south, it's left shoulder and the left lane are closed.
Okay.
You can expect to be there for a while, so find an alternate route. Try to get to work, school, wherever. Try to get there safely.
Be careful. I mean,
Is it route or route? I always say alternate route.
I don't know.
I say route.
I think I say both.
Yeah. I say you bounce around.
It depends if I feel fancy in the moment or not.
Yeah. Speaking of 81, yesterday, did you see 11 cows were killed on 81?
I did not see
that.
How did it happen? Were they just running across the interstate? Is it a herd or what?
It was a tractor-trailer carrying 11 cows, and Tanya and her Pathfinder cut off that the tractor-trailer. Tractor-trailer veered off the road, and the cows died.
Do you know Tanya personally?
No, but I put her name right there. I'm like, I see.
The way you said it was should we know Tanya? Do we know her?
Well, let me ask you this. This tractor-trailer that's turned over right now, is it the same one? And it's left over from yesterday because they also had to pick up cow and then they got to do something with that truck? Or is this a new accident?
I would like to assume this is a new accident.
I think it's a new one because, with the cow, I was like, do you still use that meat?
I know. I guarantee you there's some people that went out there like, oh my gosh, this is like dinner for 2 months.
Yeah.
They're like, we can take
what's left
of the cow debris and make it into hamburgers.
This is a country, I mean, somebody in a pickup truck, just bring it back.
Yeah, there's people that do that where they pick up roadkill and turn it into tonight's dinner.
That's right.
And just in case you're one of those people, this is not the same crash. I just looked it up to
double
check.
Yeah, it's different.
There are no hamburger patties. There are no steaks. There's nothing on the side of the road for you to pick up of this crash.
Uh-huh.
Just get to work safely. Hillbilly it up.
If there is a tractor trailer crash, you know, hopefully not, with like cheese, like packages of Kraft cheese, are you one to stop and pick it up?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you said like a vehicle with money on there. I'm not picking up no gosh darn
cheese, money. I'll take it both. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. Get the answer correct and you'll win a four pack of tickets to the Rail Yard Dogs final regular game of the homes.
A lot of R's.
I'm going
Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs here.
I am done. I don't know. Maybe it's because I picked up donuts on the way in today that I've got like, it's like my mouth
the
is
glaze.
Dry. My mouth is dry for some reason.
Oh.
So I need to get some water. So
that's all right.
Oh, we got Michelle with us. Michelle, can you hear Chris struggling this morning?
Yes, I do.
But we all have those days where you're on the struggle bus. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but I did just realize my tongue is really super dry. Mm-hmm. So, and the problem, I normally drink something during the show. I'm not drinking anything this morning, so that's it. So.
And I feel bad because I have all the beverages. I feel like, you know, do you need some water?
Michelle, do you feel better knowing that Chris has a dry tongue this morning? Does that help your Wednesday morning?
Sure.
I have tickets to win, whatever you guys say.
Look, all right. We've all been there. We've all had a dry tongue at some point.
All right, Michelle, we're not going to hold you too much longer. We're over here just chit-chatting. The question of the day, 15% of women admit to doing this activity while they are driving. Michelle, what are women doing?
Putting on their makeup.
Oh! Now, Michelle, are you one to put on your makeup?
It's just us. You can be honest with us. Go ahead,
I'm
Michelle.
I'm not that talented.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, girl, because I don't.
What would you consider, Michelle, the most unsafe activity you do while driving? Because you don't do makeup. Are you texting? Do you sometimes sing? Do you stare at the cars beside you? What's something that you do when you're driving? You're like, maybe I should stop doing that.
Probably trying to eat while I'm going down the road.
Got a bowl of soup.
All right. Okay.
She got a bowl of soup in her lap.
That could be dangerous. And you know, for me, I would say stopping when I see someone I know. Like, I forget that there's
the
other people.
Road?
Yeah, I did it the other night. I was like, Misty, what are you doing, girl? And I was like, there's people behind me. I can't be doing that.
Shame on you. Well, Michelle, congratulations. You have won a 4-pack of tickets to the final regular season game for the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. Go out there, support your dogs, send them into the playoffs the right way.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Now, is there a fast food restaurant that you love so much that you would get it tattooed on your body?
Oh, I mean, I have lots of tattoos. I can't think of...
No. My answer is no. There is not a fast food restaurant or
you love
business.
McDee's.
I don't love anything in the world
that much. The arch is on you?
No, I don't want... All right. No. It just feels very sexual right there. I don't want those arches on me.
Well, I asked that question because a man named Max Crayscant was arrested for refusing to pay for a $250 fast food restaurant tattoo. I'm going to have you guess which restaurant it was. Your choices are McDonald's,
all right,
Waffle House, or Dunkin'.
You know what's funny? Because I don't really consider Waffle House a fast food restaurant. So I'm going to say I'm going with Dunkin'.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with McDonald's. Maybe he had the arches.
Waffle House.
Waffle House?
Waffle House to go.
Yeah,
Waffle House
consider.
Is kind of quick.
Yeah, but I can get Outback to go instead of fast food. But Waffle House, he must really be drunk all the time.
Yeah, so he got a Waffle House tattoo that was inked on his right calf. And with not much defense available to him when he was arrested, he pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge related to obtaining of the tattoo from the tattoo shop. Now, after accepting the plea, judge ordered Max to pay a total of $675 in fees, court costs, and all that stuff.
So he should have just paid for the tattoo.
Right. So here's what happened. The cops reported he had been drinking when he requested a 5-inch Waffle House tattoo on his calf. He wanted it in black and gray because it would have been $100 more if it was in color.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I'm only going to pay these $250. Tattoo. Well, when it came time to pay, he didn't have $250. He only had six.
He was almost there.
Yes.
Well.
No. Yep. He was arrested and booked in the county jail where he spent the night in his before his $150 bond was posted by a neighbor. So he must have been on something because nobody goes to get a tattoo and without having any money.
I'm confused. I've never got a tattoo before. Uh-huh. I feel like you should pay beforehand.
Well, you can walk into a shop, shops, if they have availability,
because
depending on the shop. But
if
usually,
I decide I don't want to pay and I leave, there's literally nothing you can do. Like, you can't take the tattoo back.
I mean, a lot of them, they do require a deposit of some sort.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because...
But if you're like at maybe a beach town and there's a random
They'll let you pop right on in.
That's how I almost got a tattoo when I was on spring break drunk one time. I was in line to get a tattoo and the place literally closed right before I opened the door to go in.
Mm. That'd have been bad.
So, yeah. Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
advice, and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies Room today with Miss Nicole. Nicole's trying to get rid of her brother-in-law. Why you need to get rid of your brother-in-law? What's going on?
So, a little backstory. My husband has a huge family, like 7 siblings. Mm-hmm. The whole 9 yards kind of thing.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And his baby brother moved in like a while ago now.
Okay, well, that's not cute.
That's less cute.
He moved from North Carolina and was supposed to stay for like 2 weeks to like get situated, and 2 weeks has turned into 4 months.
Oh.
And I'm super over it. Like, he still hasn't found a job. He's in our basement. Like, I can't walk around my house naked, and he's always eating. He eats, like, chips super loudly, like that annoying kind of crunch.
Oh.
Like, I even talked to my husband about it, and he thinks I'm just being selfish and not considering how difficult life is for his 24-year-old brother.
And, I mean, I guess I could understand why your husband would feel that way, because this is baby brother. You did say this is the younger brother of your husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can understand. He's protective
Antoine,
over the little brother.
See, now that's cute.
That
because
was.
Baby brother is 24. He's grown man. You know, he better figure it out. And he said 2 weeks, you know, has turned into, you know, months. Now, that's a problem. Not working.
Look, he can get a job with DoorDash or Uber Eats.
You know what? Who's giving him money? Like, does he have an allowance or what's going on?
Honestly, I think it's his parents. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's part of it. So I feel like he's just mooching off of us.
Well, then he should move in with the parents.
But, you know, the brothers want to be together. I'm not saying it's okay, but I totally could see big brother, your husband, not wanting to kick him out, because that's not what a big brother would do. A big brother, their job is to protect the younger brother. So that's what he's
Antoine,
doing.
Are you saying it because you have a big brother and you want him to make sure that he takes care of
him? Yes. If I need a place to stay, my brother better give me a couch.
Yeah.
Look, there comes a point where big brother needs to open up the window and let little brother fly. Okay.
Because Chris, you have siblings. Are you who's the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Okay. So would you?
No. No. You don't even have to finish the question. No.
See, if I had a baby brother, I would baby my baby brother.
That's baby brother saying that.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you go ahead. Text us at 52353 or give us a call at 540-774-9236. Let's see if we can help Nicole out in the ladies room on K92.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Yeah, trying to help folks out. Trying to help out Nicole, who wants to get rid of her brother-in-law.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. She says, I need him out of the house, like, now.
That's baby brother. You can't be treating baby brother like he's a stranger.
Baby brother is grown.
He is grown.
But, yeah, so we asked you to text in to 52353 or give us a call at 540-774-9236. And we have some texts rolling in.
Yeah, so I like what this person suggested last for the phone number 6382. I gave my sibling a certain time frame they could be there, and then I had them pay me rent, and I held it aside, and then I gave it to them at the end to go put it down as a down payment for their new apartment.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. That's an idea. Well, Kelly of Troutville, she says that, Nicole needs to talk to her husband and get him to handle that problem.
I mean, you can get put your foot down.
Yeah, yep. And now we have Brian on the phone.
Good morning, Brian. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she needs to talk to the brother privately. Let him know that he got 1 week to go.
you kick it out the baby brother, too.
Yeah, go after the baby brother. Now, you got to do it privately because you don't want to upset the husband.
Mm.
Going to just go to him on the slides like, hey, man, you got to go.
I'm going to be honest. I think she should get you to do it because you sound so chill.
Yeah.
Like, you make me want to kick him out.
I mean, I'm sorry, Brian, but that just gave me like a little Suge Knight-ish feel. You know what I mean?
No, I'm thinking, but what if the little brother goes, texts his big brother and says, hey, you know, your wife is just trying to kick me out of the house.
Mm. I mean, there's consequences to anything. I mean, if she don't say anything, she's going to be upset, and then it's going to be miserable. If she says something and it don't work out the right way, she's going to be miserable. So if he get out the house, he out the house. And that's the goal.
Okay, so damn if you do, damn if you don't.
I'm going to be honest. I can't disagree with Brian while he's on the phone. Everything that Brian just said in his low baritone voice, I think is correct. Yeah, Brian, you're right on this one.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for coming in on The Ladies Room, K92.
What kind of driver are you? I'd like to hear from somebody this morning at 540-774-9236 or text in 52353. I want to hear from somebody that says they are the best driver in the world. They drive better than anybody, and I want to know why. What makes you say you are the best driver you know? Because I want to know what kind of driver you are, Antoine. What would you admit to being?
All right, grade yourself.
If I am grading myself on a scale of A through F, like you do in school, I would give myself a B plus.
B plus?
I would give a B plus because I think I'm a really good driver, but I'm going to knock myself down a little bit because I am somewhat a distracted driver. But no accidents I've ever been in has been my fault.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm going to give myself a B plus. If there was a driving instructor in my passenger seat, they would fail me. I would get failed every time.
Okay. So you would consider yourself a very good driver, not excellent.
I think I would, yes, very good. Okay. Not excellent, not perfect, very good.
What about you, Monica?
I give myself a B minus.
B minus, okay, explain.
Yeah, because also...
Where are you docking yourself?
Well, distractions, you know, and sometimes a little road rage, and I need to calm that down, you know. If I'm on the phone with you, some people have been on the phone with me, and they've experienced that where I'm like, what the hell? You know, so I, so that right there. But I think overall, I'm a decent driver, though.
Okay.
B minus. All right. How do you feel about yourself, Chris?
Well, Chris, I am going to give myself a C.
Oh, just average.
Yes. And I'll tell you why, because I'm super distracted when I drive. I have a hard time paying attention. My ADD also continues when I'm behind the wheel.
Uh-huh. Is it?
And I find myself dozing off, or I'll gaze off and look off, and then, oh gosh, there's a car in front of me. But you may be shocked by this. I have never once in my life had an accident.
Knock on wood. Hopefully you never do.
If you rode in the car with me, you would not believe that. But I've never been in a car accident.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Because
Antoine, you have been, right? You've been in a couple. Have you been in a couple?
I've been in two car accidents. Neither one was my fault, according to the insurance claim. So don't you come at my neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I've been in two accidents. Neither one was my fault. I'm a pretty good driver.
All right. So, I mean, I had three. But understand this.
Uh-huh.
A deer did just, you know, hit me. Actually,
that's
a deer hit me.
Understandable.
Uh-huh. I did rear end someone. I was younger, and I was watching someone else get pulled over, and I hit someone else.
No. Okay, being nosy.
I was being nosy. I was looking at my friend Jennifer get pulled over. I'm like, what did she do? And I hit someone.
Now you got pulled over.
Yeah.
All right, I take that back. I did hit a deer one time.
Okay.
So I don't really consider that a car accident.
Yeah.
That's an act of nature.
Right.
But I've never hit another car, and I'm surprised I've never hit another car or driven into a brick wall. So.
But the reason that is because there's a lot of Megan and Roanoke's out there driving, because she texted into 52353. I'm the best driver because I'm a defensive driver. I watch ahead and anticipate where I need to be, which is out of Chris's way.
Okay.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
No one wants to see J-Lo perform? What's the deal? It's Jennifer Lopez.
Why do you say that?
Well, because her ticket sales, they're not doing great. All right, so she had to silently cancel some of her shows.
Okay.
And she says, like, in cities like Cleveland and Nashville due to poor sales. And she even rebranded her tour and changed it from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live, the greatest hits.
She had to add the greatest hits on there because people were... They don't want new music from her. They're like, we want the old
hits. The way
hits.
You said it.
J-Lo is more... And correct me if you feel differently. J-Lo is more of a celebrity than a musical artist.
Yes.
When I think of J-Lo, while I know she did music and that's how I first learned about her, but when I think of her, I think of model celebrity. I don't think of someone whose song I want to listen
to. Yeah, and she looked great in that green dress. Remember that?
I would never forget that. Google Images.
What?
Yeah, I think of J-Lo as just a mediocre actress.
I at least was
dang,
positive somewhere.
Chris,
listen here, though. I think she's very nice. I watched her documentaries on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of her movies. They're cheesy fun.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say, oh, J-Lo's going to go down as one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Right. But she's okay. Anyway.
Yeah. I hope her concerts are well attended.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And even though I say she's a mediocre actor, I would go see her in concert. Somebody, hey, you want to go see J-Lo? Sure.
Yeah, if it's a free ticket.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, see, I'd be like, who's she opening for? And then I'll decide if I want to go from there.
No, I honestly think her show would be really good, though. It's entertainment, and it would be fun to watch.
Oh, my gosh. If J-Lo is listening this morning to K92, she's like, what in the world?
She's not now.
No, she's not. Okay, so Ashton Kutcher. He's been out of the scene for a while now, right? He's, of course, he's working, doing other things. But
well, yes and no, because him and Mila Kunis got in a lot of trouble for the guy from the 70s show, Danny,
that they supported. Yes, they did.
So they've been out of TV and movies, but they've still been headlines.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Ooh. Well, now people are looking at Ashton Kutcher and his friendship with Sean Diddy Combs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because they did party together, but Ashton is saying he can't tell a lot about those Diddy moments.
The Diddy the friendship. Off, the freak-off parties that Diddy's known for.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said he's expecting a subpoena after the raids on, you know, Sean Diddy Combs' house. They want to talk to him.
Here's the thing with the whole thing, and the quote that you're talking about from Ashton came from when he was on Hot Ones, uh-huh. One of my favorite YouTube channels. And they asked him about some of his favorite parties, and he goes, "I party with Diddy." They're like, "Oh, tell me about it." And he's like, "Can't tell you about those parties."
Yeah.
But what I think we have to stop doing is automatically making everyone guilty by association.
Mm-hmm.
It is Sean P. Diddy Combs, one of the biggest icons in all of Hollywood, celebrity or whatever.
Yes.
A bunch of people partied with him.
Uh-huh.
Just because they went to his party, they weren't turning down invites.
Yep.
They should not be associated with what Diddy is currently being associated with.
I agree
just
with you.
Just because they went over to his house for a potluck.
A potluck, sure enough, they did. But I mean, I agree with you. But at the same time, it's like if anyone walked by a room and witnessed something that shouldn't have been happening, then they need to speak up on
exactly.
it. Because they're just as bad. If you see it and you don't do something about it, then you're terrible.
And mm-hmm. to your point, Monica, no one has spoken up. And someone else has seen something.
Cat Williams said he's seen something.
Well, Cat Williams also said he could play the NFL.
So. Oh, and I think 50 Cent said he saw something too.
50 hates Diddy. He's 50, biased.
50 what?
His baby mama was on that list.
Oh, shoot. All right, so Lizzo, you know, I had recently reported that she's quitting. She's quitting music.
Uh-huh.
And Lizzo says, "Y'all, I'm not quitting music." And she gave her video, her statement about what exactly is she quitting.
I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not gonna quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people. If I can just give one person the inspiration or motivation to stand up for themselves and say they quit letting negative people win, negative comments win, then I've done even more than I could have hoped for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet that new song is going to be called Block Out the Haters.
That song's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a banger.
Block Out the Haters. I'm calling it now. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I thought it was interesting. My friend posted this on social media yesterday. She says, "I'm convinced jury duty isn't a thing. I've never been called upon, but I know everyone else has been called to do jury duty."
Mm.
Have you ever been called to do jury duty, Monica?
Many a times.
You have?
Yeah,
a couple times, yep.
Yep, it's been at least 3 times, and I don't know if I was, I mean, I assume I wasn't supposed to be present for jury duty because I didn't. The reason I say that is because you receive a letter saying you need mm-hmm. to call every day to see if you're needed.
Okay.
I didn't call, so.
You didn't call?
I didn't call to check.
So the fact that you didn't do what you were responsible to do says that they obviously didn't need you. That's how you put 2 and 2 together.
I feel like
to
I would know
4.
If they needed, because I wouldn't be right here. I'd be yeah, I'd be in trouble.
But you've never went to jury duty and served on a case.
Mm-mm, no,
okay.
No.
Antoine, what about you?
I've never received a letter, a phone call, or anything. Huh. And I really want to. And that's what people that's done jury duty always say, that people that have never done it before, they always want to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And I
want
can't,
my
like,
voice to matter.
And I can't like transfer my letter to you. I can't say, okay, pass this over to Antoine.
Because
he wants
you ain't answering the phone calls. I don't want to be connected to you at all.
What? No.
Chris, have you ever had jury duty?
I've had jury duty 4 times.
Good gracious.
Ooh,
yes,
like,
and I feel like my friend, what she says about that she doesn't think jury duty isn't a thing because she's never been called, but she knows a lot of people that have. I feel like there's people that are called to do jury duty all the time, and then people that are completely left behind. I say that because I was called for jury duty 4 years in a row. I'm like, there's no way this is random.
Yeah. How do they? Who's in charge?
I don't know, but they said, "Oh, jury duty's just random." No, it's not either.
And Antoine's waiting.
Out of the 4 times I've done jury duty, I've served on 2 cases. One of the cases, I really don't remember what it was,
uh-huh.
but one case was a child abuse case, and we found the guy guilty.
Yeah.
But you know, that was an interesting case, and my overall thoughts on jury duty, as much as a pain in the butt it is, and they pay you minimal amount to do it, if you're going to do jury duty, hopefully you get chosen to be on a case so you can be a part of our judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be nosy.
Yeah, you just want to know what's going on.
I just want to know what's going on and just say, hey, I believe they did it.
They did it.
I just want to feel powerful. Ooh. Gives me strength right there.
So we want to know if you've ever done jury duty. Call the show at 540-774-9236, or you can text us in to 523. Have you ever done jury duty, and what was the case?
Kind of like serving on jury duty should be free, but I haven't been called.
You haven't?
It makes me sad.
I know, Chris, you said they pay you a little bit. I thought they only gave you like a box lunch.
No, they you get a check like a couple weeks later. I think you get like $10 an hour or something.
Now I really want to do it.
Okay, well, you should have said that.
Well, listen, if the powers that be are listening to the show right now, make sure Antoine gets jury duty
in the next
6 months.
Let me do it.
Yeah, do it during the middle of the summer, though. We did get some text messages right here to 52353. It says, I served on a 3-day jury duty case at 18 years old. I felt way too young to be there. That's Cheyenne and Pulaski. The very first time I had jury duty, I was still a teenager. I was like, wow, okay, this is how this works.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one here. I did jury duty, got called in, but they got new evidence they didn't need the jury. It was for a murder case.
Ooh.
And we got another text here. I've not served on jury duty, but my husband has, and it was a murder case. See, that's the kind of case I would want to be on.
And see, I don't know if I want that.
You don't?
I don't know if I want a murder. That's too much power. I want it, you know, you robbed 7-Eleven. You know, you held up the Exxon. Like, I want that one. I don't want a murder case.
No, I would want them to tell me, like, you're going to be a part of this case. And I'm like, all right, let me give a call. A murder case. I want details. I want evidence. I want to know.
You're not a lawyer, Monica. You're just a juror.
I know. Okay.
You don't get to present the opening argument.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies Room today with Miss Nicole. Nicole's trying to get rid of her brother-in-law. Why you need to get rid of your brother-in-law? What's going on?
So, a little backstory. My husband has a huge family, like 7 siblings. Mm-hmm. The whole 9 yards kind of thing.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And his baby brother moved in like a while ago now.
Okay, well, that's not cute.
That's less cute.
He moved from North Carolina and was supposed to stay for like 2 weeks to like get situated. And 2 weeks has turned into 4 months.
Oh.
And I'm super over it. Like, he still hasn't found a job. He's in our basement. Like, I can't walk around my house naked. And he's always eating. He eats like chips super loudly, like that annoying kind of crunch. I even talked to my husband about it, and he thinks I'm just being selfish and not considering how difficult life is for his 24-year-old brother.
And I mean, I guess I could understand why your husband would feel that way, because this is baby brother. You did say this is the younger brother of your husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can understand. He's protective
Antoine,
over little brother.
See, now that's cute.
Now
because
what?
Baby brother is 24. He's grown man. You know, he better figure it out. And he said 2 weeks, you know, has turned into... You know, months. Now that's a problem. Not working.
Look, he can get a job with DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Oh, you know what? Who's giving him money? Like, does he have an allowance or what's going on?
Honestly, I think it's his parents. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's part of it. So I feel like he's just mooching off of us.
Well, then he should move in with the parents.
But you know, the brothers want to be together. I'm not saying it's okay, but I totally could see Big Brother, your husband, not wanting to kick him out, because that's not what a big brother would do. A big brother, their job is to protect the younger brother. So that's what he's
Antoine,
doing.
Are you saying it because you have a big brother and you want him to make sure that he takes care of
him? Yes, if I need a place to stay, my brother better give me a couch.
Yeah.
Look, there comes a point where big brother needs to open up the window and let little brother fly, okay?
Because Chris, you have siblings. Are you who's the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Okay, so would you?
No. You don't even have to finish the question. No.
See, if I had a baby brother, I would baby my baby brother.
That's baby brother saying
it.
That.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you go ahead. Text us at 52353 or give us a call at 540-774-9236. Let's see if we can help Nicole out in the ladies' room on K92.
Agora Hills from Doja Cat on K92. You're waking up with the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we're getting you in to go see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park with Wordplay.
Yeah. So we got Leah on the phone right now. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
All right, Leah, you have to make the tough decision, or maybe it's an easy decision for you. Who do you want to partner up with for K92's Wordplay? You have Chris, you have myself, or you have Miss Monica. Who's your partner today?
Monica.
Woo! Yeah, girl.
Why did you say it like that? You made me feel less than, Leah. The way you were just so excited to say Monica's name. Chris and I over here feeling like, you know, liver and onions.
Look, we know Monica is the most loved on the show. I've learned to accept it.
I refuse to accept that. I will fight it to my death day. All right, Leah, so what's going to happen is I'm going to give Monica five words when she comes out of the soundproof chamber, and she's going to say the first thing that pops in her head. So you just have to predict what Monica's going to say, which is never an easy task. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Your first word is space. S-P-A-C-E. What's Monica going to say when I say space?
Cadet.
Space cadet. All right. Your word number two is grilled. G-R-I-L-L-E-D. Grilled.
Chicken.
Grilled chicken. All right. I was thinking cheese, but, you know, still close there.
I was thinking shrimp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Your third word
is... Oh, yeah. Me too.
Your third word is bank. B-A-N-K. Bank.
Account.
Bank account. You feel confident in that one. How about flash?
No, I don't.
Hey, you faked it very well. Good job. All right, your fourth word is flash. F-L-A-S-H. Flash.
Gordon.
Flash Gordon. Okay, look at you. I feel like you might be an 80s baby right there. And then the last one is always a name. Who is Monica going to think of when I say Jake?
Jake. Oh, my gosh, I don't even know each.
There's a very popular actor.
Jake Bell?
Jake Bell.
Or you mean Drake Bell?
No, that's not Drake. That's Drake Bell.
You're thinking of Drake Bell. We have Jake Gyllenhaal. We have Jake from State Farm. We have Jake the Snake, who is a wrestler. Any of those.
Oh, how about that second one?
From State Farm?
From State Farm.
There you go. You know, with the red polo and the khakis. I don't know. Maybe you have progressive insurance or something. Mm-hmm. Chris is going. Yeah, Allstate.
I know, right?
Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. I don't know how this is going to go. Normally, I say, you know what? I feel confident in this. I don't know. We're going to find out together, Leah.
Okay.
All right, Monica. I feel super confident. Not really. All right, here we go.
There's a possibility that the show is going to go off the tracks here. So.
Okay. All right, we got it.
Two out of five. Your first word is space.
Cadet.
Space. You said cadet?
Yep.
Leah. Leah, what did you say?
Cadet.
She said cadet.
Did she really?
That's why I laughed like that. Because I'm like, how?
Yeah. How? Oh,
I thought that's space like... bar. I don't know. All right, your second word, grilled.
Grilled? I'm going to go grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken.
What?
Leah, you're breaking up. What did you say?
I said, damn what?
She said the same thing. She said the same thing.
She said chicken? For real?
Yes.
Listen, okay, can we keep going?
Her phone couldn't even believe it. That's why it was cutting her off. Her phone was like,
This
something's wrong with the world. All right, word number three was bank.
Teller.
Bank teller? No. You were close, though. Leah said bank.
Account.
Account.
Yep. Okay.
The fourth word was flash.
Flash card.
Nope. What did you say, Leah?
Flash Gordon.
I'm glad you guys got these first two. And the last one was Jake.
Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal is what you said. Leah, with a little help from Chris and myself, you said.
Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm. Or maybe there was a guy that I knew they called Jake the Snake. But
he was a wrestler.
Oh, and a wrestler too. But the one I knew was actually he was a snake.
I don't think we need to talk any more about that, Monica.
All right, then.
This is a kid's station.
All right. All right, well, you got the tickets, Leah. You're going to see L. King at Dr. Pepper Park on Thursday, June the 20th.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
If I'm being completely honest, which I tend to be, that was all the good news that you need. $1,000 in your pocket. All you have to do is go to K92radio.com and enter a word for your chance to win $1,000. So the rest of this good news segment, it's for me. It's for me. for me to smile because I absolutely love those videos, those Ring camera doorbell videos of when police officers are going above and beyond their line of duty by delivering food when they've arrested a DoorDash driver.
Oh.
But in today's video, was it food they delivered? Well, it kind of was. It was groceries.
Hello, you ordered groceries?
Yes.
Your driver got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries.
I know. What service?
How would you like them?
I'll make sure you get his tip.
My dad was a police officer when I was growing up, so I have utmost respect for them. So when I saw that, it was just wonderful to see.
I'm going to be honest. If that happens to me, don't you expect that interaction to go like that? I'm not going to say thank you for delivering my groceries, officer. You have a great day. I'm going to be like, so what they do?
Can you
give me some more details on, come on in and take a seat.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say, where's my condiments for my...
Do you complain if the order's wrong?
I want to know why you automatically assume the worst, Antoine.
Listen, if they arrested my driver, I need to know. And in this story right here, the driver did have warrants out for their arrest, which begs a bigger background check kind of question for these, these kind of jobs. But yeah, I need to know more details. I don't want you just to show up and leave. Let's talk. Let's chat. Let's really get to know the community better. I just think that's the only right thing to do.
Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault on K92. It's the Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And coming up on the show tomorrow, Covert Confessions at 7:40. Do you have a confession you've been holding close to your chest? Would you like to get it off your chest?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that confession. You can text that to 52353. We don't need your name or where you're listening, just your confession. You can also record a voice memo on your phone. A lot of people send that in, and you send that to mornings at k92radio.com, and 7:40 tomorrow we'll go through some of those confessions.
And speaking of confessions, Monica, do me a favor. Will you confess how they can win $1,000 today?
Oh, yes. They can win $1,000 today with our keyword because we have our cash grab. We want to help you out. So the keyword today, coin, C-O-I-N. Be sure to go to K92radio.com and enter in coin.
Yeah, because, you know, you just get a bunch of coins.
Yeah.
1,000. Well, it's probably more than 1,000.
Imagine walking around with a bunch of coins.
I'm going to bring you a bunch of coins. Yeah. And you better hold on to them like you love them.
Let me find the coin star.
Yeah. And just to remind you, you only need to enter a code word once during the day. Freddie Mac will have a new code coming up at 11 o'clock. We have six chances every weekday for you to win.
Yeah. So we have that coming up after the show today. But before we get out of here,
we have the Morning Thang Nuggets. People are like music. Some speak the truth and others are just noise.
So pick your playlist?
Yeah.
Is that a fair way to
say
it?
Yeah,
that is. Okay, sounds good to me. Brand new episode of The Thang tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Hello.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92radio.com.